Perekshot we run, right? Baruchus Avraham Avinu. We try to understand, we try to learn from Avraham Avinu, because Chazal tell us that the last generation of the Mashiach comes will be a generation of an Avram. We have to learn how to use the koiches of Avraham Avinu, not to let what's going on around us get to us, which is not so easy. We're living in some seriously troublesome times, and we have to use the Avraham Avinu methodologies of getting through. So we started a chapter to learn how to deal with Avraham Avinu. So we started off by saying the Chet of Adam Arishon. Not that we understand the Chet, but we were able to... what did we say? We started discussing Bechira. Why did Adam Arishon decide to sin against the Ratzon Hashem? What was driving him to do such a thing? L'hachriv esayilam. Akash Baruch Hu said, begin with, you don't destroy my world. So Adam Arishon knew that he had the Bechira to destroy the world by eating from the Eitz Hadas. He had one mitzvah's law to say, and he knew that by being over that mitzvah's law, that he was destroying the world. So whoa, he wasn't an idiot. This was a clever man. He knew everything. He named the animal, the essence of the Bria. So what was he thinking? Masha came korahu. We're on the Kuf base, yeah? Second paragraph. Masha came korahu. What really happened was Shalom Barishan, he chlit libdoik, villainous. Avinu wanted to check things out. He said, look, you don't put your hand on the oven, it's hot. No, he wants to check it out. Not enough to trust your elders. You gotta check it out yourself. Haim be'emes bishvilo nivroilom. You wanted to know, is the world really for me? Haim be'emes kola bria atzuma anechsofes mul einav nivra bishvili ad kenei kach shim hu yechto hu yachri besoilom. Is it really true? Adam Rish wanted to know that this unbelievable creation that we see in front of us was really created for me, that if I want, I can destroy it. Do I really have the Bechira? Haim be'emes ba'al Bechira ve'yechel lepok kol sheyitze or shema umupo. No, maybe I have limitations in my Bechira. Well, he tested it and he destroyed the world. He was testing Bechira. You see this theme running through a lot of the things in Klal Yisrael's by the Chet Ha'egel as well. Do we really have Bechira? Many times you see this concept of a Jew really trying to, how infinite is my Bechira? Is Barach. Kulam Eloshin Chazal. Ad Shebar Ravina Notoscha Kulam. There were 10 generations from Arishon, Ad Noach, and then 10 generations from Noach, Ad Adam Arishon. No, Adam Avinu. There were 20 generations from Adam Arishon to Avram. It was 10 to Noach, and then 10 from Noach to Avram. And they all angered Hashem, including Noach Tzaddik. Including Noach Tzaddik. Remember that we're going to need that. And Adam Avinu came along and took the schar of all of them. Yesh li un madur chazal mitbatim shekol adoris hayu makisim lefonof. Why does Chazal use the notion that they all angered Hashem? Why anger? Harei eboisam teri tzadikim kachanech mesushalach noach shem vaiva. Yaakov Avinu's Rebbe was there, Avram Avinu's Rebbe was there, noach tzadik. Why did they anger Hashem? Kulam hayu tzadikim kadosh elyon. They were prophets. Holy people, v'yosim mikach shem v'yerei rabosayim shel avosim ha-kadoshim. This is the rabbis of our ancestors. V'im kem adur rak amram hu ze shebo v'not uscha kulam. That is one of the most fundamental questions you'll ever have to deal with today. A very powerful makud of this. Yeah, you have a problem. 10 generations, 20 generations of Adam, from Adam Arishon all the way down to Avram, and they angered Hashem. You could say they didn't get 100% right. They angered Hashem. The rabbis of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. These weren't lightweight. These were Nevuot. These were Nevim.
They knew what they had to do. They didn't.
What? They were doing exactly what Adam Arishon did. Testing out their Bechira. Or even, you can even say less than that. I mean, you have to go on to that. They weren't listening to what Hashem said. They were thinking things through for themselves. even.
So you're not supposed to think for yourself. You're supposed to be a dumbbell.
No.
I don't mean being a thought for himself. He worked out all Torah by himself.
But what I mean by that is that Shem and Eber were up in a mountain hiding away from the rest of the world, learning. Maybe they might have been on the most highest spiritual level, but that's not what Hashem wants from them.
Oh, so the Maggid Mishnah in the Rambam there, when the Rambam brings us this Chazal in the Rambam, he asks, no, what was Shem Va'eva? So he answers there a bit like you say, that Avraham Avinu was machris. Avraham went out and screamed. Avraham Avinu went out and screamed. The Maggid Mishnah. Avraham Avinu went out and taught about Hashem and they did it. Okay, fine. So that was all Avraham Avinu learned from Noah. Avraham Avinu came into the world. He saw the derech of Noah. He saw that Hashem got angry because Noah didn't get into Kiruv. So he decided, I'm going to get into Kiruv. And from that decision, he created a whole new Bria Chadasha called the Am Yisrael. I mean, you're right. It's not... So the Maggid Mishnah is saying much more. You have to understand, why was Avraham Avinu machriz and Noach wasn't? It wasn't just the fact that Avraham Avinu, the only thing he upgraded from Noach was, I'm going to be exactly like Noach Tzadik, but I'm going to do a bit of Kiruv. And he took all the schar. In other words, the Maggid Mishnah says it, the same is. But to understand the Maggid Mishnah, you have to understand why was Avraham Avinu being machriz and Noach not. That's the Nekudah Yah. Very good, excellent. Yeah. No, don't move away from that Maggid Mishnah. That Maggid Mishnah is critical for a couple of reasons. First of all, it teaches you how to learn a Maggid Mishnah properly. And secondly, understand what Avraham Avinu didn't like about what he saw in the world. That he came into the world and he found a Nimrod, we understand why he didn't want to go down that path. That he found a Terach, his father, we understand why he didn't want to go down that path. But what was wrong with Noach Tzadik's path? It produced a Shem Va'eva. You go find fault with Shem Va'eva. You did the Kiruv, okay. You're right. And Avraham Avinu did do Kiruv. That's the only difference. So they had a yeshiva and he did Kiruv. So then the mile of having a yeshiva, the two of them together could have created Klal Yisrael. We'll run the yeshiva, you go to Kiruv, and the two of us, that'll be Klal Yisrael. Well, what happened here? How do you understand this Maggid Mishnah? Doesn't make any sense. We'll see. Excellent. Now there are many approaches here, many different ways. Rav Tetz gave a fascinating shiur here, on the difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu, which goes a different mahalach, has a different approach. There are different approaches here. They all boil down at the end of the day, you'll see, to the same thing. What was the difference between Noach, Tzadik, and Avraham Avinu? When you say in the morning, Shalom, Sani, Goy, and you're referring to Noach Tzadik, what do you say? If you say Shalom Sani Goy, I'm not like the whatever the I used to give sharing or whatever, go around and ask the kids, especially in the schools, when they ask me to give talks. They ask the kids, you said Shalom Sani Goy this morning, good day in mind. Since in Africa they all say the Schwarz in the street. The Schwarzer, whatever. You say to them, that's it, so you're a little, now you thank Hashem because you're a little bit better than a Schwarzer. So they used to say, no. The other kid puts up his hand, other clever kid, and he says, no, George Bush, the President of America, that is that's the same thing. The President of America, the Schwarzer. I just say, so when I give the talk now, when they ask me to speak, when I go to South Africa, they're going to ask me to speak in the schools there, I'm going to say the shit. I'm going to have a bit of a problem how I deal with it. But that's the problem, so much, so you're not better than George Bush. That's the best guy in the world. They'll tell them, what does the Torah say the best guy in the world is? Noach Tzadik. I remember when you came along and said, Shalom, Sani, go ahead. I don't want to be like Noach Tzadik. I don't want to be like Shem Va'eva. Oh, you could see something wrong with him? Me, I'm better than Noach Tzadik. I'm better than Shem Va'eva. Yaakov Avinu would come learn by me. My yeshiva, I don't know, I'm not so sure. But he learned by Shem Va'eva. I don't think Yitzhak would send Yaakov to learn by me. So how come I can be, what's going on? How we understand? Shalom Sani Goy is talking about Noach Tzadik. Machal Shabbos to say, my love, you know Machal Shabbos to say, Shem Va'eva's love? If that's the halacha, once again, pre-modern Zohar, post my hand, exactly no, but I'm just saying, if I study Shem Va'eva, he doesn't have a dinner with Yisrael. If you make a shwe that you're not going to get benefit from a Goy, you can't have benefit from Shem Va'eva, you can benefit from Avraham Avinu.
No, but that's
a postman.
So it's a bit like a static.
Postman, Jericho, it's a postman, Jericho, and a Machal Shabbos, it's a Shem Va'eva.
Yeah.
I'm not so postman.
No, 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 but that, because we would see, why would Yaakov learn under Shem ever? He wouldn't be able to have any pleasure.
No, he never made a neder. Yaakov never made a neder not to get hand off from a goy. I'm saying, if you would make a neder, I'm not going to get any benefit from a goy, so you can't get benefit from Shem Va'eva, but you can get benefit from me.
And Avraham Avinu didn't get any benefit from
him. He never made a shvur, of course he didn't benefit from
so
him.
He made the shvur.
If you would make a shvur, today, if you would learn Hilchus Nadarim, if you would say, I'm making a shvur, so I'm not going to get any anor from a goy, so the Gemara there in the Dorim says, but you can get anor from a Jew. Ah, but it says from a Ben Noach. It says, if a person makes a neder, he's not going to get anor from a Ben Noach, but he can get anor from a Jew. But a Jew doesn't descend it from Noach. We're also descendants ultimately of Shem Vaiva. Of Shem. No, you're not! Abraham has been created a whole new genetic track here. How? What? What's going on here?
Shem Vaiva,
According to this Mahalach, you're right, they missed the whole point. The Tzatzis Mahalach, actually, they didn't miss the point, they chose their point. They had their unique task in the world. He asked even better. When Rivka wasn't sure what was going on in her womb with the twins and whatever, it says she went to Shem Va'eva. So they'll say she went to ask of Hashem. So she didn't ask Hashem, she went to Hashem, but why? Why don't you go ask her father? Father-in-law, why don't you go ask Abraham if he was around? Why don't you go ask Abraham? Not Abraham, Yitzchak. Yitzchak was still around. Why don't you go ask Yitzchak? Well, was she ready to Shem Va'eva? They all said Kasha. So yeah, okay, those are all good Kasha. Yeah, the Kasha, that's a powerful Kasha.
You
got the Golad door. You're living in the house of the Golad door, and you got a kasha, so you got to ask some guy down the road. No, but that's his whole mahalach that Avraham Avinu brought this concept. There were two separate mahalachim in the world. But according to this, in Achnami. Now, the frightening thing is we can miss the point. The Shem Va'eva missed the point, fine. But the frightening thing is that post Avraham Avinu, we're given the opportunity to miss the point again. We'll see.
Can you say in any way that the reason that she went to Shem Va'eva is because they knew more Torah than you?
No, the approach that he took was that their Torah was different. Their Torah was the Torah of just pure spirituality with no connection to the physical world. That in order to be ruchnistic, you have to detach from the physical world. Whereas Avraham Avinu's mahalach was that you have to be totally immersed in the physical world and elevate it.
But even so,
that you have to work with that mahalach. You have to listen to it. Yeah, it's two shittas here. You're mixing up Russian toys with yourself. So. You're trying to plug. You have to get that shitta clear. Yeah. But that's amazing to share that. That share of Tet gave you on this sukkah.
Yeah,
he gave it to you. Yeah, we must have it. I'm not sure on the website, can you see the two shirim that he gave in the yeshiva, or they're all mixed up with the other 150 shirim we've got? We should try and get them like up as the, new in the new sharing box. I'll show them to you. I'll point them out to you.
Okay.
Yeah, the one was a very good, that was the minchas chashinik shirim he gave, or whether you really have free will or not. Do you really, really have free will in order to affect somebody else's free will? There was the one shirim, almost philosophical. But the one on the Hevdol Ben Avram and Noach, the other Malach, not this Malach, but we're going to take the other Malach. Man, what a shir. He spoke, I think the shir was an hour and a half, and 45 minutes he spoke here. He kept saying, can we carry on? We missed my read, but it's a medical shir. Okay. Chazal ben Akotchim, Gililan, and Hevdol Ben Noach, Telekam Avinu. Vilu haim divrei Rashi. Really, it's Rashi. It's Rashi. Rashi, when he describes the pasuk says, "Esa Elokim hitalech Noach." It says that "Esa Elokim hitalech Noach," that with Hashem Noach walked. Uba Avram oime Asher hilachti lefanov. Hashem says, "I walked in front of Avram." Noach had tarich tzad letoimchay. Aval Avram hayu mitchazek umalach betzit kamalov. Noach needed help in order to walk. So he needed to walk with Hashem. To talk together with Hashem, to walk with him. Avraham Avinu stood on his own. Kaviyachar, he didn't need chizuk from Hashem. He was able to walk on his own. But Dorim Yivaru Lalan, and we'll explain what this means later. Oyed Metzina B'Dibre Chazal, Ki Noach Hayim Mamin V'Einu Mamin. Avraham Avinu Hayim Roish HaMaminim. In Chazal, we see that Noach was a Ma'amin, and he wasn't a Ma'amin. He did have Emuna, but he also didn't have Emuna. Whereas Avraham Avinu was the head. He was the king, the Rosh of all the Amini. V'alav Nema, V'amin, V'ashem, V'yachshav al-Tztokah. It says about Avraham Avinu that he was Ma'amin, V'ashem, he was faithful, he had Emuna in Hashem, and he, it's considered like he did Tztokah for Hashem. He gave Tztokah to Hashem, whatever that means. You have to know, we have not the foggiest idea of how Kodesh Noach Tzaddik was. This is not some holy guy. This is some, I mean, Hashem kept the whole world going just because of him. Talking about somebody that lived in the Tevah with the Elohim. Elohim Noach Tzaddik was 180 years built the Tevah as Hashem spoke to him. He was a Navi. He met Adam Arisha. He was a Navi, and it was in his schus that the world carried on after the marble. Had he not been around, we wouldn't be around. Nevertheless, we need to understand what Chazal teach us about this this sugya. Valatifei Shleime Megale is Azneinu V'Pashas Lech Lecho. Says in the pasuk, "Oyema v'derech ze." The first Rashi now says, "Shoyimim Elokei Avraham." He nedu ki gam kredim shebo Avraham Avinu v'Shalom Loilam hayuchachmai kedem philosophim shayim aminim b'metzias haboyim b'rochu. What did Avraham Avinu really bring to the world new? That there's a God in the world. There were plenty of people before Avraham Avinu that knew there was a God in the world. Noach knew there was one God in the world. Mesu Shalach knew there was one God in the world. Hanoich knew there was one God in the world. They all had the service from Adam Arishon. Avraham Avinu didn't bring the kihu kadmon v'yochid v'bayir lamas kulam. Avraham Avinu said, "Toh ki ala b'daitem ki ikid glusuhu be'yoinim." This is the Kudur of Tetz put out. Not that they didn't believe in the Metzias of Hashem; they knew. But the mistake they made was that they held, they understood that the ikid gadlusu is in the yoinim, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ikid gadlusu is in the higher world. The kihu gam came moishu b'tachtonim, but he does still rule down here. The same way as a king, he captures a land far away and he rules over it. George Bush sits in New York and he rules over Pakistan or whatever. In that sort of sense, at a distance. Ulam echad hay Avraham Avinu, who havin b'dayte ki ikem mikol avrim b'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzavam. He understood that the ikah, the unique ikah of all the creations of Shemayim and Aretz is rak lekabel nachas ruach min haadama hakorutz michayme v'oivet oise be'emes. That the whole min adam, that the whole tafkid of the Shemayim v'aretz was that a kosh bochum could get nachas ruach, whatever that means, from this man that is formed and immersed in Choyme physicality. Choyme, Chumriyos, Chomo donkey, Chumriyos physicality. Surah is the shape, it's the spiritual aspect, Choyme is the material, the mass. And to serve Hashem Be'emes, V'zeh Yisrael Mam Kvaydis Baruch Shmuel B'Yesesayis. Avraham Avinu understood that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kavod gets elevated when what? When lowly man relates to him. Our job's not here just to do what Hashem wants. Hashem's off in some distant land. We don't really have any shaykhs to have a relationship with him. You don't start trying to make appointments to get to see the king. You just do what you're told and you go weiter. That's Noach Tzaddik. Avraham Avinu comes and says, "What are you talking about? You have to give nachas to Hashem. You have to take the physical world and elevate it and do everything you can in this lowly life to elevate yourself to be close to Hashem." וזה שאמרו בתפילה, לך השם הגדולה. אתה עשית את השמיים, ואתה מייחס כולם בצו השמיים. השם בחרת בעברה. Hashem, you is the Gedula, and you created the Shemayim and Aretz, you created everything, and you give life to everything. And you chose Avraham. Ki ika kol haya rak avu Avraham, because everything is at the end of the day, it's all for Avraham. Ki echad haya Avraham arishon asher cholko v'havin zoish b'sichloi. Because Avraham was the only one that came along and looked and searched and understood this in his seichel. Ki zu kvayris barach shmu mo'ilam ha-shefel hazeh. The covenant of Hashem comes from this lowly world. Vizil Shamru, Eilik told us the Shemaim Varet, Behivraam. These are the generations of the Shemaim and Aretz, Behivraam. Avram, the Loshan Behivraam is Loshan Avram. Because the whole tafkid of the Bria, the whole world was created for Avram Avinu. You chose Avram Avinu and you found his heart Neman Lefanecha, whatever that means. Faithful in front of you. Because he was the one that established all the higher worlds and all the middas and all the continuation of the goddess of Hashem in this lowly world.
So that's why Noach angered Hashem, because he didn't see that.
Yeah. Why is Amram Avinu called Elokai Avraham? Because he was the first one that brought God into this lowly world. Shem even understood that you have to build on Hashem. Hashem's in the high world. You've got to get to the Shemaim. You've got to go sit in the mountains. You've got to detach yourself from all the physical world. Very much similar, like we see that many go into that very spiritual going. That's how you have to serve Hashem. They have monasteries and they cut themselves off from the physical world because that's the only way they can serve Hashem. It's by getting away from the physical. Because the minute you touch to the physical, so then you're no longer spiritual. Whereas the Jewish tafkid, what Avraham Avinu understood was you've got to get into the physical and you've got to elevate it, you've got to use it. You've got to bring Hashem into this world. You've got to sit at a Shabbos table, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you've got to eat, and you've got to sing, and you've got to drink wine, you make kiddush on wine. Not on a Daf Gemara. We make kiddush on wine, there's nothing more physical. You drink another, you become physical, you become part of the furniture. And that's how we elevate Hashem in the world. Yeah, that's the unique tafkid of a Jew. And what's the holiest day of the year? Purim. The day where you do this in the most extreme form, more than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, we almost follow the other mahalach. We cut ourselves off physically completely. We're like malachim. That's what they hold. To be the Hashem, you've got to be like a malach. And we say, no, you have to be like a human being.
Can't we say that Noach was the owner?
I don't know if he got punished. He stays Noach Tzedek. Chumash called him Noach Tzedek.
He angered Hashem.
Yeah. Avraham wasn't told either. Avraham found it from himself.
So why was it important
that
he had to find
it
himself?
I mean, why does Hashem just tell him? Very good question. Excellent question. We're going to deal with it. You can answer it yourself already. Because had he been told, he would be eating the bread of shame. There has to be something that you give Hashem yourself that you weren't told to give. We saw it in another site, the concept of Kedoshim Tira, holding back from something even that's mutter. Because the minute you command him not to do it, that's not the thing anymore. You have to leave a person space in order to earn it. That's why did Hashem give Adam Rishon one little mitzvah? Adam Rishon didn't eat from that. That's it. Mashiach came. That's it. That's enough. Yeah, you've got to give him one aspect where he can earn his relationship with Hashem. He's not getting it for free.